The internet has a problem, and here is how you can solve it. Slowly, all your favorite internet brands will close a loop around the content that you find fun, eliminating all the ways that you can control what you see. The best advertising is the one that you never notice. What's your favorite phone brand? Because that is not what you should be using. Closed source is not the security model that you should be relying on, whether it's the operating system or the microchips in the hardware. Internet technology is not for greed. It is for connecting the world together. It is for sharing worthy ideas, and it is for learning. Walled gardens and closed source are terrible ideas that can only get worse. And that they are ever closing in on you is dangerous enough not to use your brand name phones at all. The solution is quite tough to deal with at first, but it needs to be talked about and it needs to be developed. Let us turn our attention to a model of a web page, and we are going to reduce it down to get to the very bottom. At the very top, we have interactive features programmed with JavaScript, listening to your mouse and responding with programs. Beneath that is a broken mess of barely complete functionality that you get when you disable JavaScript in your browser. JavaScript loads more stuff into the web page, so with it disabled, you may not see graphics or text even. And beneath that are the requests to the servers, due to tracking and content serving optimizations, often scattered across multiple networks. Here, at the very bottom, everything is a web address, including what JavaScript may dynamically request. There's another technology called WebSockets down here, but for what we are doing, we should just think of it as a simple request as well. So at the very top, the web page is alive, making requests as needed, left and right, and interacting with your mouse. In the middle, the page is pretty much dead. It will make a few requests to get started, but it won't start without JavaScript. And on the bottom, we don't see the web page, just all the data requests that will eventually make it come to life. I mentioned the middle because long ago, you could read a web page offline. You could download it and then open it in the browser. But today, web pages are no longer just documents. They are programs that require constant connection to the internet. To deal with walled gardens today, we have to work on the bottom and top levels, as the middle just does not work anymore. It's like a boot script that loads the initial stuff of the web page, but doesn't really do much anymore. The bottom level, with all the requests, including WebSockets, can be proxied. It is just a bunch of internet addresses. That's all it is. A proxy is a tool that intercepts the requests being made and then just pretends that it is a browser and passes that request on. It has a very easy job pretending that it is a browser because it's working on a really low level. There isn't much checking down there. Not much checking can be done at all, to be honest. When you are communicating with a secure website, it will be the proxy, not the browser, that will negotiate security with it. Your browser will set up a secure connection to the proxy alone. And then, the proxy will set up a secure connection with whatever you are requesting. So that middle part is completely decrypted and can be adjusted. So when the proxy receives data, it gets a decrypted version for a moment. And that data can then be edited before it is sent to your custom browser. Here the data traffic can be cleaned, stripped off of unnecessary things, and junk can be filtered out for enhanced security. And in certain cases, your own AI can problem solve at this level as well. And then once the result of the request is clean and shiny, it is sent back to the browser that originated the initial request to the proxy to fetch some resource through it. And yes, it must be a special modified browser that further disables more walled garden stuff. The proxy taking over the request and stripping off the walled garden stuff at the request level is detectable by an off-the-shelf browser. So you will need an Electron or NWJS-based browser with your own stuff in it. At this point, we can have our requests cleaned up and turn on JavaScript, which will now make more requests that will now again return clean data. There will be less tracking, less propaganda, and less hidden advertising. This will only get better over time, and you will come under more and more attacks as AI develops its powers. Your own AI will be watching for trouble and pushing it all back. Here, you are in control of what you see. You are now able to use a visual programming language to merge multiple websites into a single superfeed, where your AI or you can tag and sort all the cleaned content, and the internet can become fun again. It can become yours. The web browsing experience becomes very different here, but all the stuff you cared for is still around and now under a prettier and much more useful user interface. A user interface that you can freely reshape. You can make a simple HTML snapshot of all your favorites and browse it on an ancient phone with JavaScript disabled. You are in control of the content that you like. The proxy and the browser are a 1-2 punch. Wherever it is imperfect today, it can adapt in the future. It is flexible enough to account for any and all future countermeasures. Now your desktop can send a feed of all your favorite data under an amazing user interface to your phone that could work offline. This data will be free of all the walled garden stuff, so it is accessible over any device, even one that is disconnected. Now, I must reveal something about this strange technology that may not sit with you well right now, but it is only because you don't yet know it's the right thing you need. You see, this browser is actually a visual programming environment first. Its primary purpose is not to clean data, but to help you master programming on very high level and help you integrate with your own artificial intelligence as well. It is not a trick. As you learn programming, you rise above the browser. You are not a simple consumer then. You become far more capable and you need better tools. The proxy and the visual programming language does not yet exist, not quite. But that may not be bad news for you. This is a challenge for you to learn JavaScript programming, to customize Electron, and begin developing your own proxy and visual programming language. The technology is not here, so what? The invitation into the world of programming still works. It's still solid and golden. To build your own vision of a visual language and reprogrammable browser is a pretty good start to a pretty powerful and promising startup that many wise people who help internet expand will stand behind. Make the future programmable.